This guide will show you how to convert WRG1 and TYZS3 Zigbee gateways to OpenBeacon. There are two known variants using this combination. 1. ZXGWZ04 internal board is named TYGWZ1, seen here. 2. JMWZ1, JMZ1, V1.2, or JMZ1, V1.3, seen here. If you have a WBRG1 module instead of WRG1, see here. Pictures. Be warned that they can't be flashed via UART. You would need to buy a J-Link adapter. Chinese J-Link OB clone for $2 would work too. If you previously haven't used J-Link, you will need to install drivers. From attached RTL8711AM.RAR, install J-Link Windows v632g.exe. When you've installed drivers and connected J-Link, check if you have J-Link driver in device manager under USB controllers and not an unknown device. Connect your J-Link to SWD port of WRG1 module, SWCLK Wi-Fi, and SWD Wi-Fi. First, you need to take a backup. Execute RTL8711AM readflash.bat. It would create RTL8711AM dump bin. That is your 4 MB backup with RTL8711AM internal flash. Open RTL00 flasher. Ignore flash ID warning if it shows. Download latest OpenRTL8710A JTAG firmware from latest at the moment of writing this post. Open page auto, where button right flash is located. Check image 1 and image 2-3. Ensure that checkboxes, system data, and calibration data are not set. That way we will preserve original MAC address and Wi-Fi calibration. Then press right flash and select previously downloaded firmware. Flashing will begin automatically. Once flashed, connect UART to log TX, LTX, and log RX, LRX. Set baud rate to 38,400. Power cycle the device. If everything gone right, you will see OpenBeacon boot log. Connect to newly created access point and via configure to your needs. OBK pin setup. PB2, button. PC0, blue LED. PC1, red LED. Time to flash TYZS3. Connect your J-Link to SWD port of TYZS3 module, SWCLK and SWD on the right side of the module. First, of course, is taking a backup. Execute TYZS3 readflash.bat. It would create TYZS3 dump hex. Open Simplicity Commander and select your J-Link adapter. Open Flash category, click Browse, and select any of included in RTL8711AM.RAR.GBL files. 1. TYZS3 Zigbee NCP 7.4.5.0.115200/buff64, previously tested by me for several months, working. 2. TYZS3 Zigbee NCP 7.5.0/115200/SWFlowBuff64, GBL. Only confirm that it works and connects to Zigbee 2MQTT, nothing else. 3. TYZS3 Zigbee NCP 7.5.0.0115200/SWFlowNoBuff, GBL. Not tested. Main difference is default RX buffer. In 7.4.x there was some bug, so an increased buffer was required. Unknown if it was fixed in 7.5.0. 4. TYZS3 Zigbee NCP 7.5.0.115200 RTS CTS Buff64 GBL. Confirm that it works and connects to Zigbee 2MQTT, but no true testing was done. Comes with hardware flow offloading. Should be the best variant. 5. TYZS3 Open Thread RCP 2.4.6.0/230400/SWFlowBuff64, GBL. Open Thread firmware with software flow control, not tested. 6. TYZS3 Open Thread RCP 2.4.6.0/230400/RTS CTS, Buff64, GBL. Open thread firmware with hardware flow control, not tested. When you've selected firmware that you chose, click flash and wait until it is done. Disconnect J-Link adapter and power it via USB. Auto-exec/startup command for open beacon. Now depending on what firmware you flash to TYZS3, edit first line and replace in first line last symbol with 0 if you flashed SWFlow firmware. Keep 1 if you flashed RTS-CTS firmware. When adding this gateway as an adapter to either ZHA or ZigBee 2MQTT, use this string. Replace OBK IP with whatever IP was set up to your device by DHCP or static IP if you configured it.